She fluttered over a plump angel bearing water. "There you go, honey. You already know your order?" To speak and be spoken to nourished him. He knew she called everyone baby and honey, but enjoyed the illusion of his specialness. Her worried comments on his skinny looks inspired him to order the complete roast beef dinner. Other diners began to drift in. He recognized a few. He felt almost like a regular, outranking a couple who entered and asked for a menu, unaware it was painted on the wall. While waiting, he wrote a postcard to Emil, even though he wouldn't be back in Germany to read it for another month. His food arrived. He read his star book while eating, glanced at the setting sun, then had an inspiration. He slid his chair back into the corner, sat up straight, felt his head bump the wall, and made a tiny mark with his pen on the sill where the sun first touched the horizon. Tomorrow, he'd make sure to be there at sunset.
That was a really nice scene. Throughout this trip, Brent's been keeping to himself a lot. He's been feeling like a fraud and assuming that people would hate him if they knew his secret. But he really looked forward to seeing that waitress, and he loved the way that she made him feel special. I think it showed that he's beginning to want and need people in his life again. He's also beginning to believe that he's worthy of having people treat him nicely. Still, I think it will take a while for him to have some peace. Let's go on to the last paragraph on page 96. It starts, "It was already stifling."
It was already stifling by the time he returned to his workplace the next morning. His fronds blocked the sun, his repellent turned back the mosquitoes, but there was no escape from humidity. Any exertion slicked his body with sweat. Luckily, he wasn't swinging a sledgehammer, but applying a speck of white paint to an eye, sanding a sharp corner, tapping in a brad. The musicians were only 10 inches high. He lost himself in their miniature details and found the work meditative. There was no reason to rush.